On April 1st, 2013, the responsibility for public health in Norfolk transferred to Norfolk County Council. I'm here with Lucy McLeod, the Interim Director of Public Health, to talk about the new responsibility that we have. So, Lucy, why, first of all, has Norfolk County Council got this new remit?
Well, as you say, there have been major legislative changes in the last couple of years, and the NHS, as was, is no longer in that configuration going forward. So public health comes to local government, and the GP groups will be taking on quite a bit of the commissioning responsibility for health services, and there are now two other national bodies to pick up on the remainder of the health agenda: Public Health England and the National Commissioning Board, which is now NHS England. And public health has really come to local authorities because there are a lot of synergies between what public health does and what local authorities do.
And what does public health cover?
Well, we commission a range of health improvement services, things like stop smoking services, physical activity services, weight management, food preparation classes, to help people improve their health. We are responsible for the protection of the health of the people of Norfolk in terms of working with Public Health England and NHS England to ensure that plans are in place for outbreak management and for dealing with health emergencies. We keep an eye on what's happening to the health of the people of Norfolk. So we look at the facts and figures. We look at trends in death rates and in disease rates to see what's changing, what's improving, what's getting worse, and making recommendations for action that should be taken. And we also provide advice to health service commissioners on where the need for services is, what type of services are best commissioned, how health organisations are delivering, and we carry out a certain amount of healthcare of audit of services in the healthcare system.
And will the transfer of the responsibility to the council make any difference to people in Norfolk? Will they notice any difference?
Well, we really hope so. Not immediately, not this month or next month, but transferring to the council gives us a great opportunity to work with other services within the council, older people's services and children's services and the environmental services, to embed public health working into their activities, and for us to try and work with others to add value and to bring our services closer to other delivery. We're also keen to work with members who have a good background in their local areas to bring us closer in touch with the Norfolk population and design better services.
So what are some of the things that you're going to be working on with your team over the next few months in Norfolk?
Well, we've got to recommission some of the programmes that we run at the moment. Some of them have been operating for some years and need to be relooked. The first of these will be the sexual health services. So we'll be looking at improving accessibility and targeting areas of high teenage pregnancy, working with the children's services team and with the GPs to improve those areas. We consider that obesity is a major challenge to the area, and we're keen to work with a range of stakeholders and with the public to look at ways that we can reduce obesity, because it brings about a lot of early disease and early death rates. Those are just two of the big ones that we'll be looking at in this coming year.
And how can people find out more about public health in Norfolk?
Well, there's the Norfolk County Council website has a link that explains some of our activity. We have the Norfolk's Living Well website, which is a front door for all the health improvement services that are commissioned in Norfolk. So if you want to access a health check or a stop smoking advisor, if you put your postcode into Norfolk's Living Well, it'll tell you where your nearest point of contact is. And we will be producing the Director of Public Health's annual report, which will also give people more information about public health.
Thank you very much for your time, Lucy.